This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A prank report of a school shooting may lead to charges for two Whiteville High School students. One of the boys allegedly filed a false tip that resulted in a school resource officer looking for an armed student on the campus. Both the alleged suspect and the reporting student were detained. They have been suspended. Juvenile charges are pending in the case. There was never any actual threat to the school, according to the sheriff's office. We have much more on this story on our website. Whiteville City Council tonight will be discussing their options after the county has increased tax collection fees. City Manager Darren Curry estimates that paying the county a per parcel fee of 3% for collecting taxes and fees for the city will cost approximately $87,000. That's the equivalent of 2 cents for $100 valuation in taxes. Council will also discuss the possibility of improving sidewalks between MLK and J.K. Powell Boulevard through a grant program for underserved communities. Lance Sandlin has been charged with murdering the unborn child of Shania Perry. Sandlin was arrested in September for the April killing of the woman. His wife Emily and ex-wife Lori Flowers also face charges in the case. Perry disappeared in April of 2024. Her body has never been found. She was pregnant at the time. We have much more on this story on ColumbusCountyNews.com. Saturday will be the bridge naming and dedication for the Old Lake Overpass Bridge on US 74. The ceremony is going to be held at the Waccamaw-Suwan Travel Center at 7239 Old Lake Road. The bridge is being named in honor of the Waccamaw-Suwan Tribe. Events start at 2 p.m. and everyone is welcome. The suspects in a May 8th shoplifting case in Delco could face assault charges. Dollar General employees said that the female suspect attempted to steal merchandise and became physically aggressive when she was confronted. One employee was pushed out of the way as the suspect fled the store. The suspect then allegedly attempted to strike the second employee with her vehicle. The incident is under investigation. As much as 2 inches of rain has fallen in parts of Columbus County over the past 3 days, leading to some nuisance flooding and some blessed relief from the drought. A weakening coastal low-pressure system will likely bring a few more showers and thunderstorms today and tonight before the weather pattern shifts to more summer-like temperatures and humidity. Fire crews are standing down from the Sunset Road fire in Brunswick County. An illegal debris burn started the 1,300-acre blaze on May 2nd, according to the Forest Service. One man has been charged for the burn. Heavy rains over the past few days have helped douse all but the deepest hot spots in the burn area. No homes were damaged in the fire, and no serious injuries were reported. This is National Peace Officers Week, and to honor law enforcement officers in our area, the Sheepdog Foundation will be serving up free lunches to LEOs and their families on Wednesday from 11:30 until 2. Now, this is going to be at 425 South Lee Street, the new home for the foundation in downtown Whiteville. Again, law enforcement and their families are welcome to eat for free. Takeout plates will be available if you're on duty. And the public is welcome, but donations are encouraged. Peace Officers Memorial Day is Friday. The Sheriff's Office will be hosting a memorial service at 11 a.m. at 801 Jefferson Street in the Memorial Park at the Sheriff's Office. They will honor the 12 local law enforcement officers from Columbus County who have died in the line of duty. The public is welcome. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.